if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Now this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Allah, but Christ Jesus came in the world, Brother Dennis, to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Thank you for standing this morning. Now I want to turn over to Acts chapter number 9. And I want to preach a message on the chief of sinners. The chief of sinners. Now, I'm glad that Paul said that by grace he was saved and he was the chief of sinners. That let me know if God can save the vilest, the most wretched. If God can save the chief of sinners, then He has no problem in saving you and saving me. I'm glad what Paul said. He said that those that believe, Brother Mike, hereafter, thank God, I'm in the hereafter. I'm in the here, the dirty and the nasty now and now. But honey, it's coming a golden daybreak that we'll get to leave this old world and open our eyes to His world. And I bless His good name that He saves those sinners by the grace of God this morning. Paul said, I want you to know under this tabernacle this morning, he said, I was the chief of sinners, but God saved the chief, so there's hope for the Indians. And this morning in Acts chapter number 9, we see the story where Paul got saved. What a story. As Brother Dennis said, I'm glad it's more than a story, Brother David. It is a reality. I'm glad this thing is real, Brother Andy. I'm glad that it's not something that rubs off. And you've heard somebody saying, well, y'all have rubbed off on him. No, honey, what I got don't rub off. Amen. I'm glad I'm sealed to the day of redemption. And I'm glad if you get to hanging around places like this, it'll be something more than rub off on you. It'll get in you. And so the Bible said, Saul, in Acts 9, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. And he desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, what way? The way we go in this morning, the old time way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And the Bible says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And I like this word, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, not them. This is a particular situation. And he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Who art thou, Lord? Things fixing to pick up now. Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now this morning, the chief of sinners, you'll notice in verse number 1, there is the sinner's practice. The sinner's practice. In verse number 1, you'll notice he was breathing out threatenings. We see his hateful words. Boy, before I got saved, Brother Lee, I had some hateful words breathing out. Boy, I mean his nostrils would flare. He didn't like anybody or anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a Pharisee and a Pharisee. Boy, he said under Gamaliel, the doctor of the law, he knew all about the law and all about the scriptures, but he knew nothing about Jesus. That's a lot like our religious world today. I heard an old boy this morning on TV. He said now he was an atheist and an agnostic, but he prayed that his mom would win $1 million and she won it. Now he's converted to Christianity. Can I tell you, honey, that's hogwash this morning. Hey, 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 I'm glad we're saved by the grace of God and not by a bingo game. Somebody say amen right there. Hey, hey, I'm glad even though when we was breathing out threatenings and slaughterings against the Lord, in spite of us, He loved us anyhow and came to where we was and died for us and told us that He loved us. We ought to have been in hell today, but He loved us in spite of ourselves. We see here as Paul or Saul is walking the Damascus Road, we see his hateful words. He was breathing out. You know, I said some hateful words as a lost man. And you know, I said some hateful words as a saved man. I ought to have my mouth washed out every now and then. When I go to talking ugly to my wife or my brother and sister, boy, them old hateful words rear back up in me. But ain't you glad that God saved us with the things that we was breathing out by the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh my, the sinner's practice. He had hateful words and he had hurtful ways. The Bible said that he would go and he was working against the disciples of the Lord. He was hurting them. He was bringing them back to Jerusalem. He'd come to a meeting like today and he'd take the leadership back. He'd try to get us to deny the Lord Jesus and break up meetings that's going on in this way. That's the way the devil is today. Honey, he don't want anybody preaching in old time power. He don't want a King James Bible preacher no more. He don't want a church that loves sinners. He hates people to be in this way. Thank God I'm in this way this morning. But you'll notice this. Jesus said, hey, hey, you, when you talk to them, you're talking about me. Boy, it means that he's the head and we are the body. Because the Bible said this. He said, now, Saul, he said, why are you troubling those disciples? Because when you're troubling them, you're troubling me. He said in verse 4, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I remember one time I seen an old preacher. He let a tailgate down. And I made fun of him at the trade day. Brother Felton, Brother Troy, Brother Brett, he was up preaching, boy, like the house was afire. And boy, in my smart aleck ways and my sinful attitude and my hateful words and my hurtful ways, I said, boy, if I had a rock, I ought to knock him off that tailgate. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about the Lord of glory. Hey, he said, Paul, he said, them disciples you're ridiculing, you're not talking about them, you're talking about me. Listen to me, weary pilgrim, when they're talking about you, they ain't talking about you. They're talking about the God of glory, and there is a payday coming someday. If he be for you, who could be against you? And so we see here this sinner's practice, his hateful words and his hurtful ways. But there's something happened to him in Acts 7. He had a haunting witness. The Bible said they was throwing rocks at Stephen, and they laid clothes down at a young man's feet named Saul. Boy, ain't that amazing how God will use your past. He'll bring things up to you the way He's brought to me. Them old timers I made fun of. I said, well, I'd never do that. But honey, I'm a doing it this morning, and I'm having a good time trying to do it today. Can I tell you, in spite of who we are, the grace of God loved us enough that He drew us by His mercy and His amazing grace. Boy, he had realized in a days gone by, God began to deal with him. Isn't it amazing the way God's run His hand in your life and begin to deal with you? You say, preacher, He ain't a dealing with me, then why are you sitting here this morning? You say, well, He ain't dealing with me. Well, amazing to me, well, you was minding your own business, but now you got church on your mind. I'm glad He still deals with those sinners from a wicked path. Boy, places He ought to kill me, Brother Lee. He can bring back in my mind and realize how good He was to me at them places. And so the chief of sinners, we see the sinner's practice. But number two, we see the Spirit's pursuit. In verse number three, the Bible said, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And I like this word. It messes up a lot of Baptist churches. Suddenly. I like it when the Holy Ghost comes in, Brother Randall, suddenly, and He just messes up all your plans and all your program. That's just the way God loves to mess up a good church program. I'd love to be down at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Carrollton and watch that word suddenly appear. See what them women deacons did that day. Yeah, man, I'd love to see you suddenly. Few places that break out, Brother David, suddenly. Matter of fact, they wouldn't let me in preaching in a pair of overalls anyhow. Somebody say amen right there. That's odd. I don't want to be around that hobnogging crowd. Somebody say amen right there. Praise God. I'm just glad we are what we are by the grace of God. We've got nobody to impress, nobody to confuse. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I don't like religion. The Lord Jesus didn't like religion. Saul was the most religious man, and Jesus had an issue with religion. And so the Bible said, sudden, the Spirit's pursuit. Now watch this. The Bible said, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. I hope this place is going to be some of yours, Damascus. I hope this is going to be the place where suddenly God goes to deal with you in a way that nobody can deal with you. Now notice when God goes to dealing with sinners, it don't matter if you're on the front bench or the back bench, honey. Your bench goes to getting hot. I'm glad sinners will step over other sinners or the saints when God goes to dealing with them by the Spirit of God. And suddenly, the Bible says, as he journeyed, there shined around about him a light from heaven. Boy, I like that. Note now, when light comes, there's always a word that comes with it. Because he said when he saw a light, he heard a voice. Boy, I'm glad that when God shines the light, He does more than turn the light on. He goes to talking to those sinners. I remember that Saturday morning when God turned the light on. He not only turned the light on, He got to talking. Ain't you glad we serve a God this morning that still talks to old sinners? You say, well, I hear Him, preacher. Oh, you sure will. You'll hear Him when He goes to talking to you. Because it's a little voice in there making big trouble in a little bitty place. So we see the Spirit's pursuit. He came suddenly. He comes shining. And boy, He comes sobering. Look what happens of what that the Bible said. He said, when he heard that voice, or he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou? What happened to that big tough man called Saul then? I love to see these boys like the Brother Gerald's and the Brother Troy's. And these boys, you know, it's been pretty rough days gone by. And now all they can do is just
walk around and cry and snot and blubber and talk about how good. Has God been good to anybody? Has God been good to anybody in this place this morning? Man, walking around, I know you're bulletproof and you're full of yourself. But honey, let me tell you, when the good high sheriff of heaven gets on your trail and suddenly the Holy Ghost goes to dealing with your heart, and boy, I'm glad that he can knock us down to the earth. The Bible said he fell to the earth. He come to himself how lowly he was. I'm glad one day, even though I'd been baptized and joined the church, the Holy Ghost began to deal with my heart and showed me how lowly I was, and I fell down on my face and I said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? God, I'll walk to Birmingham if that's what it takes. God, I'll sell everything I got. God, I'll do anything. God, I'll quit hunting on Sunday. I'll quit fishing on Sunday. I'll quit playing golf. God, I'll quit being ugly to my wife. God, I'll do anything. And he said, son, I've done it all. Just believe and come. Hey, can somebody help me preach in here a while? Thank God he saves old sinners. You say, well, I don't want no part of that old time religion. Saul didn't either, honey, but he carried home a good dose of it. It changed him forever, and that's what the gospel does. It saves sinners forever. Forever and ever and ever. Thank God, honey, when death comes, it'll be a promotion. It'll take me to the doorway of glory. The psalmist David said, in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, I'm glad when the Spirit gets on your trail and goes to knocking on our heart. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God there's the Spirit's pursuit. Where would we have been if the Holy Ghost hadn't have got on our trail? Man, I remember, I was meaner than a junkyard dog. I was a Pharisee among Pharisees. I was eat up with religion, friend. I'd been baptized and I was mean. I'd do anything under the sun. But one day the Spirit's pursuit got out of the car. He got out an old preacher man that the Germans had shot his legs out from under him. He come into my little old trailer and he looked at me and said, boy, are you saved? I'll never forget. It's just like gas that's poured down my neck. I said, oh, I wish he'd leave. And you know what? Finally he did leave. I'm glad he left. But that ain't the end of the story. When he left, somebody stayed. Hey, and not only did they stay, they moved over there where I was sleeping in my bed, and he got to moving on that mattress, and he got to pulling on that cover. I'd get up and go drink some water, but the fire in my heart would not go out. But oh, blessed be the day the Lord come to my house and saved me and washed me from my sin. I say, thank you, Lord, that you still save all sinners in this day and this hour. The Spirit's pursuit. Boy, I'm glad he had me in his sight. I'm glad he loves those. Ain't you glad that he got the rifle scope out on you and tuned you in and put them crosshairs on your back? And he said, boy, you may run, but you cannot hide. Hey, I'm glad the Spirit's pursued, tracked me down and troubled me and realized I was a sinner by the grace of God. Where light shines, there's always a word. What's he saying to you this morning? He said, suddenly there shined around about me. He said, everywhere I went, Brother Lee is round about me. He said, if I'd go to the front, it's there. When I turn around, it's to my back. Boy, where the light shines, there's always a word. Liberty Baptist Church, I wish I had time to preach a while this morning. Oh, my Lord. Where there is light, there is a word. Ain't you glad you're in a church that not only we get light, but we get a word? Thank God for the Holy Ghost that loves us this morning. And the Spirit's pursuit that came on His trail. I believe He's on your trail this morning. Ain't it amazing? You never wanted to have no part of church. And all of a sudden you got up and said, honey, we're going to church this morning. Boy, ain't it amazing? The preacher used to turn your head out, now you wave at him in the street. Boy, ain't it amazing? They couldn't melt and pour you in a place, but the Spirit's pursuit. He's getting your heart ready. I don't think Brother Gary minded that. Boy, I believe he got in on something Sunday morning that he can't get away of. You say, why you say that, preacher? He is here Sunday night. He is here Wednesday night. He was here work night and he's here this morning. Boy, I tell you, I thank God he's still a saving old sinner. I said he was sitting back there Sunday night like he had a candle lit on his head, Brother John. He's just a beaming around the whole house. Can I tell you, honey, this old time salvation, it'll make a difference at your house. It'll make a difference in your heart. I ain't talking about religion. I'm talking about the day the Spirit of God showed you you was a sinner and you needed a Savior. Amen. And I bless Him for that kind of day. And man, I'm telling you, the Spirit's pursuit, I'm glad the Spirit got on my trail. And not on the Spirit's pursuit, but now we see the Savior's pity in verse 5. The Bible said, He said, who art thou, Lord? And He said. See, any time you won't know who He is, He'll let you know who He is. He used His cradle name. He used the name the angel gave Him before He ever come into this world. Jesus, the Savior of the world. He said, I'm Jesus. You know what He said? He said, I'm the Savior. And I've come today to save the chief of sinners. Boy, I'm glad this morning, thank God, we see here on the Savior's pity. You say, what are you talking about? Well, watch your Bible. In verse number 5, He said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks, ain't it, boy? He said, hey, look up here, boy, I got something for you this morning. He said, the Savior's pity. You know what? Before He become a saint, He had to be made a sinner. He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. I'm the one you've been talking about out there. He said, them Christians you've been messing with, you've been messing with me. They may drive by today and say, look out yonder at them crazy people. Look up yonder at that red face hollering, preach. He's lost his mind. Look at them people. They got air conditioning sitting up there on the hill. They crazy. Honey, let me tell you, they ain't talking about us. They are talking about Him. Boy, we see here the Savior's pit. He ought to put Him in hell. And by the way, before you point your finger at an old boy this morning, you better put your finger back towards you and say, I ought to be in hell. I ought to be in hell for what I done. Took His name in vain, lied, done anything that a dog would do. But the Savior's pity. He said, hey, Ken, you know all that you've been doing, boy, it's hard for you to do what you're doing, ain't it? Savior's pity. He said, Lord, Lord, who art thou? Can I tell you who He is? He's a friend of sinners. Who art thou? He's a friend. Isn't it amazing that the blood of Jesus will forgive you of anything you've ever done? The sinner's practice, the Spirit's pursuit, the Savior's pity. But the sinner's plea in verse number 6, I like this. And he trembling, we don't see much of that no more. And astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
Boy, the sinner's plea. What wilt thou have me? You know, there was a... Over in a couple more chapters, I'm fixing to be done. But something rung in my heart this morning where another Bible character said, and they brought him out, the old jailer did, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And did you know this is the only thing in the Bible that shows us how we got to be saved? By grace through faith for Christ. This is what it says. And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved in thy house." I got news for you. When mama gets saved, it don't stop there. When daddy gets saved, it don't stop there. It's a household salvation. And boy, I'm glad that we see here that an old sinner said, "Lord, what wilt thou have?" I wonder, is anybody there today? Wonder, is anybody at the place of where Paul got as the sinner's plea? "Lord, what would you have me to do? Because I'm willing to do anything." You know, I say this. I remember the Sunday morning I got saved. Brother Gerald, I don't know what he preached. All I know is I was ready to do whatever he wanted me to do. I knowed I was tired of being who I was. I was tired of laying down wondering when my wife was caught away, the rapture of the church come, was I going? I know I was tired of all that. I knowed I was tired when my little old friends that I was in high school when I was called out, I know I got tired of wondering would I make it back home and die and go to... I got tired of worried I was going to go to hell. And I said, "Lord, I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do." And I promise you this, I tell you what I'd have done. I'd have stripped off my shoes and if he'd have said in an audible voice, "Ken Bowman, you walk from Bowden to Birmingham," you'd have seen me trying to get there. That's how ready I was ready to make a change. And this morning, I'm going to tell you something. I wonder if God got you ready. I wonder if the Spirit of God dealing with your heart. Can I tell you He loves sinners? Can I tell you that He died for everybody? Can I tell you the Lord Jesus died for every sin in this world? The Bible said He paid a ransom for all. And if you don't believe that, you don't believe your Bible. He paid a ransom for all. It's a balanced gospel. It takes a Christ dying, it takes a sinner realizing, it takes the Spirit of God moving on the heart of an old sinner. Amen. Simply believe on the Lord Jesus. I wonder if it's anybody here this morning. You're tired of where you've been living, you're tired of what you're doing, and I wonder, are you ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? As Miss Sherry comes, Brother David's going to lead us in a verse. I got one more point I want to share with you. And I won't tell you this today. It's nothing like being saved. There's the sinner's plea, but in verse 6, there is salvation's power. He said, "Lord." You know, Jesus had been looking for Saul to call him Lord for a while. See, He's not your Savior today and Lord tomorrow. Because He's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today. Boy, I thank Him that in spite of me, He loved me. I hear a lot of people say, "Well, you know what? I'd get saved, but what's people going to think?" Well, that's sinful pride. You're going to ride your pride right on into hell. Spirit dealing with your heart? Is He troubling your soul? Well, I know how you can get it took care of today. Young person, you listen to this old preacher. I done been in this thing long enough. We don't know what tomorrow. We don't know. Sir, I would love to tell you you've got a few days. I don't know you do. Matter of fact, it's probably all good that we don't know, because it'd worry us to death. But you can know this, that He'll save you this morning. And if we'd stand all around the house, Brother David, what's your number?